Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple few different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. And speaking of real, we got real NFL preseason to talk about, baby. NFL football is here. Major League Baseball, the wild card races are starting to heat up. And more importantly, with the Brew Crew, the Cubs, and the Reds, it's becoming an interesting situation. So excited to talk about that. Obviously, on the other side, we'll talk to Kenny from him about baseball, which the Cubs are beating up on his Toronto Blue Jays, so he's probably not so happy about that. They're getting a little further as far as it goes in their wild card race. So yeah, man, things are heating up. Golf, you got the big 3 weeks ahead of us with those guys. Week one in the starting right now. It's a Sunday for them, so big day on the golf course. Mike Wilson, what's up, brother? How are you, pal?
I am doing good, and I'm ready to talk sports. So I hear the music, so let's get to it, man.
All right, man. So much to get into. Like I said, on the other side, John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're going to break down Major League Baseball and everything going on because it is getting exciting, man. It's that time of the year where races start to heat up and things get a little bit interesting. Keep it close, everybody. Speaking of interesting, it's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days,
and you don't even have to clean or fix anything.
There are no commissions or closing costs,
no agents,
no open houses,
and no banks to deal with.
Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST.
That's 1-800-735-5327.
Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer.
SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
People, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us a couple few different ways. You can always call us, people, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. And speaking of real, we got the real John Poulter, who, by the way, you can get at him at 12 John Poulter on Twitter as well. So, good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. I'm doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Well, I'm feeling a little bit better, but, you know, there's a team on our heels right now that the rivalry is pretty thick, it's pretty high, and it's intense, and we know about the rivalry in football with the Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers, but you know, there's something brewing here with the Cubs, who are the hottest team in baseball, and it's not making you happy right now, right? Because they're playing your team, who is the Toronto Blue Jays, and, like, you know, you're shooting messages with me and saying, yeah, the wild card is becoming more and more out of the reach because of what's happening with the Cubs and how they're playing, but truth be told, it's somewhat of an interesting story to me, the way that they've started to play really, really good baseball here, probably the hottest team in baseball, like I said. And, you know, they're 2.5 games behind the Brew Crew. The Reds are hanging tight, too. Like, they're 3 games behind. So this is anybody's race. I think it's kind of fun to see that right now, right? Because when you look at the National League East, it's an 11-game separation. You take a look at the NL West, and now the Dodgers have become the Dodgers again, and all of a sudden they've won 9 of their last 10 and 7 straight, and looks like they've got things under control in the National League West, where the Giants are playing better, but, you know, they got to keep it up, and the D-backs have just literally fallen apart. So, you know, it's interesting because we talked about that. Then you kind of flip things around a little bit. the other best race, I guess, is either the Texas Rangers and the Houston Astros, right, because that's 2.5, or it gets to the American League East, where it's Baltimore on top of the Rays by a couple of games, and then you see the Blue Jays are a few, you know, 8 games back, but still in the mix for the wild card, but you got to keep playing really good baseball. And then the Houston Astros, 2.5 behind the Rangers with all the moves that everybody made at the deadline. So I think in a weird way, you know, like the NL Central is all of a sudden, it's the talk of Major League Baseball, isn't it, John?
Yeah, it's become a very different division. I mean, we've been sort of downplaying the two Central divisions all season as being mediocre at best. And the Twins have got a 4.5 game lead now over the Guardians in the American League Central, so that looks like it's starting to spread out a little bit. But yeah, all of a sudden we've got a race in the National League Central, 2.5 for the Brewers over the Cubs, 3 over the Reds, and then let's not talk about the Pirates and the Cardinals because they're not going to get anywhere close, being 11 and 12 games back respectively. And it's kind of interesting because, you know, you talk about the Cubs and I think the All-Star, since the All-Star game, I think the Cubs have had the best record in baseball. They're 23-14 since the 30th of June and 37-25 since the 31st of May. So they're starting to come along at the right time. And 2 or 3 weeks ago, if we'd have had this conversation, we probably would have suggested that if anything, the Cubs were going to be sellers, and they ended up actually being buyers. And it's actually worked out rather well for them because, to your point, hottest team in baseball, and you know, 7-3 in their last 10. They were 9-1 in their last 10 a few days ago, so they're maybe starting to settle down a little bit. But they've made that into a very interesting race, and it's much like the National League Central was about 5 or 6 years ago when it was the opposite. It was extremely competitive because all the teams were good. And all of a sudden now we're back into that mode where you look at the standings on Tuesday and look at them again on Thursday, and all the teams are in different spots. It's just interesting the way that it's worked out. But, you know, it's nice to see that race because, quite frankly, I think we'd all kind of written off the two Central divisions as being 10 teams having poor seasons a few weeks ago.
Good morning, John.
Hi,
don't
Mike.
Worry, I'm not going to mention anything about the Cubs taking 2 or 3 so far with the Blue Jays or anything like that. But
I already did that for you, Mike.
No, I realized that. Yeah, I had my listening ears on there, Dorf. So look, you know, what happened with the Mets? Like, people keep wanting to talk about the Mets. I mean, baseball-wise in New York, I mean, it's just been a disaster year between the Yankees and the Mets. And nothing warms my heart and probably warms your heart more than watching New York teams like and their fans suffer a little bit. But just what happened up there with the Mets? Is it injuries? Is it just overestimating maybe their free agent signings, or a little of both, or what's happened up there?
I think it's a bunch of things, Mike. And, you know, to your point, for anybody other than a New Yorker, I think they're enjoying the baseball season because other than New York fans, everybody likes to see the Yankees and the Mets suffer a little bit because they are so overhyped by the media and the baseball world. I don't know specifically. I think the Yankees have just run into injuries, and they've run into a year where they've had injuries to key players, and they're in a division where 2 or 3 of the other teams are playing exceptionally well, and even the Boston Red Sox are playing better than anybody would have thought they would have done. So I think from the Yankees' standpoint, it's that combination of factors. I liken the Mets a little bit more to San Diego than I do the Yankees because I think the Mets and San Diego are both teams that went all in by signing big names, making big trades, signing big free agents. And what they've got is both teams have got a bunch of really great individual players, but I don't think either one of them has a very good team. And it's still a team game. And you look at the names on both of those rosters, and you know, let's forget about the fact that the Mets have kind of cleaned house in the last couple of weeks. But you look at all of those numbers and all of those names, on paper, they look like a lot better team in both cities than the numbers are showing. So I think it's poor construction. I think they've gone out and I think they've taken the old Yankee stance. You know, we want something, let's get our checkbook out and let's get it. And I think it's backfired on them big time. And I'm curious to see what kind of changes we see in both of the New York markets over the wintertime, because you know that neither team is going to want to sit back and watch this happen.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us, people, by the way, on Twitter for all of us. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. John, it's at John at 12, at John Poulter 12. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And then, obviously, Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports. Number, 1-800-878-7529. Listen, I want to get back to the races, but since you mentioned the Yankees there and you're talking about the disaster and what's happened to them this season, what's going on with Aaron Boone? Like, the guy's been ejected many times this year. I know pressure busts pipes. We all know that. But, like, this seems to be something that is a little bit concerning, to be honest with you. I'm starting to wonder, like, is he feeling a lot of pressure? And does he feel like this might be coming to an end? Or what say you about the way that Aaron Boone has handled this season?
Well, it's interesting that you raise that point, because a good friend of mine raised the very same question to me Wednesday or Thursday of this past week after he got thrown out. I think it was Wednesday night he got thrown out. And you know, my response at that time was that I think this is a couple of things. I think he's feeling the pressure of a team that's not very competitive in his division. I think he's feeling the pressure of losing his best hitter. He's feeling the pressure of losing some of his pitchers. Other than Garrett Cole, his pitching starting rotation has really not been anywhere close to what they would have expected. And winning in New York is kind of the expected number. And I think it's a little bit of pressure that's coming from the fans and that we know about because we read the newspapers, we listen to the radio, we watch the TV. I wonder what kind of pressure, if any, is coming from ownership and management in New York. Of course, that is something we are not party to. But it would never surprise me if they're going to him and saying, you know, we expected a little bit more of this, and maybe he's just like the rest of us. When he's under pressure, he doesn't perform as well as he does when things are going well. It's too bad. I know you know the man personally. Obviously, I don't, so I'm making a comment here that, you know, not from experience, but just from a common sense standpoint from afar, I think he's feeling a tremendous amount of pressure because of the city that he's in and the expectations that were from that team at the start of the year. And I think it's beginning to show, and I think he's realizing that some of it is outside of his control.
Yeah, it's interesting. You mentioned that obviously I do have a more of a relationship with Brett than Aaron. I have met Aaron here in Arizona, though, before. Went down there on the field and said, hey, you know, I talk to your brother all the time, so this, that, and the other. And he was very receptive. So you are kind of right in a lot of ways here. It's hitting me in a little different way because I do have a relationship with the Boone family, and we know who they are when it comes to baseball. So I want to see them have all kinds of success, because I got nothing but love for Brett, Aaron, Bob, all the Boons, man. They're good people, man, and they've been so important to baseball. We got to take a break. Mike Wilson, John Poulter, Professor Sports. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
My people, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us, people, a couple few different ways. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. And speaking of real, we got the real John Poulter, who it is. 12 John Poulter on Twitter. Get at him there. Talk to him about baseball, talk to him about hockey, talk to him about the weather, because Mike likes to rub that in his face, except for when it's summertime here in Arizona. For some reason, Mike gets real quiet about the weather and all that. But, hey, I ain't mad at you, Mike. It makes good sense to me, man. Okay, so getting back to it here. I want to get back to the races a little bit, because what's interesting to me is in the American League West – and the American League East, where you had the Rays get out to that great start. We all know that. Baltimore just kind of was, like, really good, but, like, not outstanding. However, they were good enough to stay right there. And then all of a sudden, they got a little bit hotter, and the Rays kind of fell off a little bit, right? And all of a sudden, Baltimore and that magical season and the legend of whatever happens this year kind of continues to grow, and they're in first place, and it's an incredible story, right? The Rangers, I think, is a pretty incredible story too, John. I really do. Like, they got out early, and there were some interesting stats early in the season about them with things that they were doing with their record at that time of the year and this, that, and the other, to saying things about how they would be there toward the end of the year. And it looks like those particular stats and things were right on the money with this one. And the Astros are playing from behind and trying to get in that race. Obviously, that they're right there, they're neck and neck, but they got to continue to play great because the Rangers don't seem like they're slowing down. They're 9-1 in their last 10 games. Okay. And then the other race that is exciting, obviously, is the one that's near and dear to Mike, myself. And I know have always had a little love for the Cardinals. They're not in it this year, but you've always had an eye on the Central and the National League. And the Brewers have that pitching. But here's what they have, at least in my opinion, that separates them a little bit from the Cubs and the Reds. And I think you know where I'm going with this, because I mentioned it to you in the tweet the direct message that I gave you over Twitter the other day, which is, hey, the Brewers are finally in the plus when it comes to that run differential thing. And now they're a whopping plus +2, for crying out loud, because they've won the last couple games by a run each game. And that's more my point than getting in the plus with the run differential thing, because I think too much is made of it in some situations, and I don't think enough is made of it in other situations. So what does that mean? It's somewhere in the middle. But I do think there is a real telling sign here. And I'm going to tell you what I think it is. I think the Milwaukee Brewers are an extremely scary team to have to contend with in the postseason, because games are tighter, games are slower, games are a little more methodical, and the pitching and the hitting and everything else, that they're a little bit more difficult, right? So I just think that there's some things to watch with these tight races as it goes down. Like, can the Brewers continue to be so successful in the one-run games, right? And can the Astros continue to climb that ladder that they've been trying to get over the Rangers hump? And can Baltimore hold off a Rays team that got out of the gates extremely well, John? So I think all three of these division races have their own story, their own book to tell, however you want to put that. But they're all intriguing, they're all interesting, and I think it's going to be fun to watch the race down the final stretch here.
Yeah, no question. And, you know, you talked about the Rangers, and, you know, we talked about the great start they had. We've talked about the acquisitions they made at and just before the trade deadline. They went out and got a couple of guys that are really going to help them in different ways. And two things that I think are important that haven't received a lot of play in the media, and it's certainly not something we've talked about on this program, but one of them is the hiring of Bruce Bochy over the wintertime. Guy that kind of came out of nowhere in terms of a name. I don't think there had been any rumors, at least that I had heard, that he was interested in coming back to manage. But here's a guy with a pretty good pedigree in terms of World Series championships, and that was a good hire. But here's another one for you. Mike Maddox returned to the Rangers as pitching coach, and let's think back a few years here about what has happened. 3 or 4 years ago, the Washington Nationals won the World Series. Mike Maddox was their pitching coach. The Washington Nationals have done nothing since. The Cardinals were a great team last year. Mike Maddox was their pitching coach. He left. Now they're not a very good team. All of a sudden, the Rangers are a good team. What's the influence of Mike Maddox here on a pitching staff? I think it's got to be a lot bigger influence than we would probably like to think. And I think coupled with Bochy, I think that's a great combination. And then management went out and, quote, put their money where their mouth was and lost the guy that they'd spent a bundle on in Jacob deGrom for the season. So they went out and replaced him, and they replaced him with Max Scherzer. And, you know, he's not DeGrom, but he's pretty darn close, and he's going to have a big say in what happens in that National League West. And here you have the Houston Astros that are 7-3 in their last 10. We thought they were closing in on the Rangers, but all of a sudden, it's 2.5 games again. So At the end of the day, I think that might be the best race going. I think that might be a better race than the American League East, because I think Tampa Bay is struggling because they've got injuries and they've got real pitching problems with their rotation, and I just think Baltimore's a little bit too strong for them. So I would say the National League Central and the American League West are the two races that I look at as being the ones to watch for the rest of the season.
John, real quick, the San Francisco Giants. So, like, I always kind of keep my eye on them because they can sneak up and get people and get in the playoffs and obviously win the World Series. What's it going to take for them to get into the playoffs and possibly make a run?
Well, I think they have to go back to the form they showed in probably in the month of May and maybe in the month of June, Mike. You know, they made some real big strides. Their numbers look better because of the terrible record of the Diamondbacks over the last 40 games. I think the Diamondbacks are 9-25 since the 30th of June, so that has helped the Giants big time. The Dodgers have caught fire, as Andy mentioned. I still think San Francisco is a pretty good team. I still think they can give the Dodgers a bit of a run. I don't think they can beat the Dodgers. I think we can probably say that the Dodgers have got that division tied up now at 70-46, San Francisco at 62-55. But there's no question that the Giants are a very strong wild card team. And, you know, once you're in the show, you can automatically do something. You just have to be there. It's like any other sport. Getting there is the main thing, and you have a hot streak when the money is on the line and all of a sudden you can find yourself the champions. San Francisco has done a very good job in my mind of rebuilding that team without going out and really signing any big superstars and any really big free agents. And maybe now it's a good thing that the contract with I forget his name offhand now, he went back to the Twins, the shortstop that was with Korea.
Right.
Maybe that's a bit of a blessing in some respects.
Absolutely, John. I hear the music. We got to run. Awesome stuff as always. We'll catch up next week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Stay well, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, Professor of Sports, breaking down Major League Baseball like nobody's business, baby. We love it. We got to get to a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Football on the other side. Keep it tight, people.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
All righty, people. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us, people. Let's talk about the football, man. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. I don't think that guy likes football. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, brother, we got real preseason NFL football to talk about. And I'm just going to start the conversation out like this, okay? It's something that I've noticed in most cases, not all, but in most. We're seeing the starters play. I'm kind of wondering, like, I think it's good, first and foremost. Don't get me wrong. Because
right.
Maybe it'll improve the first month of the season, because usually, like, the first month of the season is pretty atrocious. Like, I'm trying to keep it, like, nice. It's, you could probably use some different words, but it's atrocious.
Right.
It takes, like, a month for these guys to kind of really get their rhythm and their timing. Patrick Mahomes, allegedly a little later, where our good buddy Ari Wolf and Trent Green will be on the call, I believe. Hopefully we'll get those guys when I'm watching. It'll be on right after we're done. But he's supposed to play the first quarter. Obviously, Jordan Love played for the Packers in the first quarter. You know, like, and rightfully so. He should be playing in the first quarter, because basically, if you ask me, he's kind of like a second string
rookie.
Plus guy, right? Like, he's a second string plus guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously, because he's never really had that experience. So my takeaway, you know, obviously Aaron Rodgers didn't play, you know, but with that being said, Aaron Rodgers did get to camp and he did get some reps in with those guys, right? And in his case, obviously a lot older, and you don't want him to take unnecessary punishment, which, by the way, just to point this out as well, you hear the guy bitching and moaning already about O-line help, and then you hear crazy thoughts where people are saying, oh, he should go after Bakhtiari from the Green Bay Packers, and they should put a deal together. You know what? Hell frickin' no, man. Don't give him that guy. Are you kidding me? Like, come on now. Stop it. Like, stop it. You know, you talk about vinegar in your mouth. That's worse than freaking vinegar, bro. That's ridiculous. Okay. So you know what? You want it out. You wanted to go to the JETS Jet stupid ass Jets, right? So you're there. And you got what you got. And now you're going to see the turf a little bit more, brother. You're going to know what it's like to get smacked around a little bit and not have such an awesome offensive line. So my takeaway is I've been a little bit happier to see some of those number one guys actually getting out there. And then, you know, and in the case, look, certain cases, man, like, guys should be out there and guys shouldn't be. Okay. So Joe Burrow, who didn't play the other day against the Packers, right? Like, he shouldn't have been out there because he's coming back
right
from the calf thing that he had. So again, that makes sense, but like, I wouldn't be shocked and surprised if Joey Big Game wants to get in and play the next possible time he can. And then you go to San Francisco, right? Like where Brock Purdy is, who he's going to be the guy. We know that, right? He's the number one quarterback, but he ain't playing because obviously they're letting Trey Lance and they're letting Sam Darnold from you know, back in the day, Pac-12 dude, which there is maybe no more Pac-12, whatever, who cares, that's a whole nother thing. But point is, you get what I'm saying, like certain cases make sense, some don't, and but it's, to me, my point is, good to see number one guys playing, because potentially, if you ask me, I think it helps out the first month of the NFL season, Mike.
I knew you'd get to your point there at the end, but no. I agree with you, absolutely. Seeing the number one guys out there, and look, a lot of the guys that you mentioned that are out there playing are young guys. They're young quarterbacks in the league, and the team still need to see them, you know, and how they react in different situations, and what works well with this quarterback at this time and what doesn't right now. I mean, let's face it. I mean, anything that we see offensively from any one of these teams is pretty damn vanilla. Like they're not going to let too much out of the bag, you know, for other teams to get film on and everything. So, you know, we're not seeing like complicated schemes or anything. I will say, you know, look, to his credit, And he's replacing a legend in Aaron Rodgers. Jordan Love did just fine the other night. You know, he made some throws. You know, I think he threw for like 46 yards, 50 yards, something like that. But he didn't look frazzled. He didn't look like the moment was too big for him. So I was like, okay, you know, Love kind of looks like he belongs a little bit. But then again, it's one series. Like a lot of these guys are playing one series, maybe two. You know, Kenny Pickett, you know, for the Pittsburgh Steelers, he looked really good the other night. He was running around and making throws, making passes. He got the touchdown pass to Pickens, and he was like 6 of 7 for 70 yards. You know, Jalen Hurts has been out there. So I think for a lot of these young guys, and I absolutely agree with you, look, there's some guys that need to be out there, like a Jordan Love, like a Kenny Pickett, you know, and then there's guys that, hey, let's get the juices going a little bit. Let's get a little loose. Let's kind of see what we got here. You know, we're talking to guys like kind of like a Jalen Hurts a little bit, but certainly Patrick Mahomes, you know, those type of guys, they're just going to kind of get loose and see what works for them once again. But it's just good to have football back, man. I'm telling you, just I sitting around watching the Packer game with my son the other day, he's just like, Dad, it's good to just see guys hitting again, and you know, the announcers and all the, just everything that goes with the NFL, and you know, college football is coming as well. But so far, I'm not too surprised. I'm not too shocked by anything. I would like to see Anthony Richardson, the kid out of Florida that was drafted by the Colts. He seemed like he did okay last night. I know he threw a pick, but it was more miscommunication with his receiver than anything, I believe. But I think, Andy, and I could completely be wrong with this. I'm wrong with a lot of stuff, and I don't, you know, whatever. But I think Anthony Richardson is a diamond in the rough. He's a big dude. He's 6'5", 6'6". He's about 250. I mean, he can get out and run around. And you get that size and that kind of weight behind a quarterback coming at you, that can make things difficult. But then again, he plays for Indianapolis, and that there's a whole situation with that. He's missing his main running back there, so they get him back. It's going to make life easier for Anthony Richardson. Bryce Young, looked like he struggled a little bit. But look, he's a rookie. It's his first kind of snaps and everything. His offensive line evidently has taken the blame for his struggles, which is kind of it's nice to see, because that tells you that Bryce has won them over. And Bryce is not the biggest guy. He's not like Anthony Richardson. He doesn't have the size. He doesn't have the arm of an Anthony Richardson. But he has the pedigree that he's won and what it takes to be a leader, from all his years at Alabama. So there's a lot of great stories that are developing, that are starting to develop. And with these young quarterbacks that were taken in the last couple of drafts, it's going to be fun to watch.
All right, so I want to kind of go through some of the things you were just mentioning. All right, so in certain cases, you know, you mentioned Patrick Mahomes going out there and some of these other veteran guys that Russell Wilson, he played the other day, yeah. Right? Like, he needs to get out there because he needs to figure out how to work with Sean Payton and his new system, right? Like, it makes sense. So
right,
certain
right.
situations, yeah. Again, it makes sense. But here's my point. Like, Patrick Mahomes, to your point, does not need to get out on the field during the preseason, okay? The reason he gets out on the field during the preseason, Mike, in my opinion, is for one reason and one reason alone. And it's the old additive, man. Like, to be the man, you got to beat the man, right? And at the end of the day, this guy is the face of the NFL. And he's a 27-year-old kid that loves what he does, and he's having the time of his life doing it, right? It just to me shows me the most important quality of a human being, and it's called leadership, okay? That there are followers, there are leaders, there are doers, there are tellers, there are sayers, you get my point, okay? But it takes a special human being to be a leader and to lead men and to get men to buy into what you're selling. And quite frankly, right now, in my humble opinion, man, Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are selling what they do better than anybody else does in the league. And that's why we're talking about the Kansas City Chiefs potentially being some like a dynasty. Because when you win, people start recognizing your greatness. And to me, the way you become great is you have great leaders among men who want to be led and taken down a certain path. And these guys are just freaking awesome. And they are amazing.
Yep.
And they get people to do what they want them to do at any and all costs. Okay? Like, I'm sorry, but that is the truth. So, Bryce Young, you mentioned him struggling. We're not shocked. We're not surprised, man. Like, that's
right.
You hear me say this too, bro. It's called growing pains, man. And the fact that his O-line said, hey, it's on us, it ain't on you. Look, it's probably a little bit of both, man. Like, there's a lot of confusion going on the field, right? Like, this dude doesn't exactly know where he's got to go and how to do it yet. And, you know, it would be really nice if he had a really good leader to help him, you know? So, like, you mentioned, this gets me back to Jordan Love and my point here. And to your point, like, he didn't look like a deer in headlights. He looked good, man. He looked like a guy that is ready to take over the leadership role of the Green Bay Packers. And he looked like a guy that had some zip on his passes. You know, the first series kind of went like this. A couple nice throws to get a first down, and then they had to punt. Next time they're on the field, look a little bit more cohesive. And then you're going to hear something very familiar for a very long time. And that's going to be Love to Dobbs. And that was a nice touchdown. Or it's going to be Love to Watson. We're going to be hearing that for a long, long freaking time. And you know what? I think the Packers actually have themselves a pretty damn good quarterback. And I think they knew what they were doing. It doesn't really it's not like it doesn't make sense, because they seem to do well with quarterbacks, at least they have for the past 25 years. Gotta take a break. I know the music's going. I know we gotta pause. We'll be back. We'll wrap up hour number one. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get after us, people, if you like. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports, Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. Only a couple minutes left in this segment, or I'm sorry, this hour, so we'll just kind of and get a few things off of our chest. You watching the playoff stuff with the golf at all, Mike? Hey, nay, maybe a little bit. Yes, no. Mike, you watching it or no?
Yeah, oh, must... I. No, it's a scorpion got a hold of the telephone line. So, no, I've been watching. I watched last week. I'll probably watch, you know, some, you know, in the future and stuff. It's just interesting. I mean, look, this golf season, like we've talked about before, is you don't know who's really going to win. There's not one person that comes into a tournament you're like, that's the guy. And I like that. And that's always kind of been the way golf has been, you know, except when Tiger was at his peak, then you'd be like, okay, that Eldrick is gonna take this tournament. But what about you? You've been watching it a little bit here and there, or a lot, or what's the deal?
Absolutely. Obviously, I've got a little more interest in it these days as I'm working with a couple of the guys on the tour. So I love the fact that I have a small piece in some of that success here and there for a couple of those guys. But look, man, bottom line is Lucas Glover playing extremely well this weekend. He's leading the way. And
yeah,
good to see Jordan Spieth kind of back up there a little bit. So it'll be interesting as we get down to it here the last couple weeks and who winds up taking the big money at the end. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Hour one is in the books. Hour two is on the horizon. Keep it close. A lot more NFL talk, probably some NBA, and who knows, man. Whatever's on your mind is always on our mind.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Officials in Maui say the death toll from the Lahaina wildfire is now up to 93. Maui Police Chief John Pelletier spoke at a press conference last night and said search crews were using dogs to look for remains in the wreckage and that only 3% of the destroyed area has been covered so far. He said that fire was hot enough to melt metal and that each recovered body will have to be identified using DNA. The Lahaina wildfire being called the deadliest U.S. fire in over 100 years. A Georgia DA could bring her case against former President Donald Trump to a grand jury as early as tomorrow. District Attorney Fannie Willis said recently she'll likely issue indictments sometime this month.
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution says former Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan confirmed a media report that he's scheduled to testify on Tuesday. Willis said recently she'll likely issue indictments sometime this month against Trump trying to overturn Georgia's results in the 2020 presidential election. I'm Julie Ryan.
A fourth victim has died from a horrific crash on a New York highway. Here's Jonathan O'Halloran with details.
Michael D'Angelo has been charged in the fatal crash on Sunrise Highway that has now claimed the life of four family members. Patrice Huntley, his 13-year-old daughter Hannah, and 10-year-old son Jeremiah were killed in the immediate aftermath. On Saturday, police said Huntley's 6-year-old granddaughter Patrice Solomon has now also died from her injuries. Police allege D'Angelo was traveling over 100 miles per hour when he crashed into the rear of the SUV carrying the family and says they found cocaine and fentanyl in his system during their investigation.
The Kremlin claiming Russian forces shot down 20 Ukrainian drones over Crimea. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Members of the next NBA Hall of Fame class were speaking to the media this weekend before yesterday's ceremony. The Spurs' Tony Parker asked about being inducted alongside his coach, Greg Popovich.
Just can't get rid of him. Like, I'm like, really? You have to put Pop in the same Hall of Fame than me? I was like...
This is the first time that a player and his coach have been inducted into the Hall of Fame together. Over the weekend, Catherine McPhee quickly and cryptically canceled the final two shows of her musical tour through Asia with her husband, David Foster, citing a horrible tragedy in our family that required her to return to the U.S. While the singer and music producer have yet to further comment, TMZ is reporting that the alleged tragic event that took place was that the couple's nanny, who was charged with their two-year-old son, Rennie, unexpectedly died. Now, it's unknown whether or not she was caring for the child when that happened or what the circumstances of her death were. The tragedy clearly shaking the singer and her husband, who allegedly considered their nanny to be family. Lin-Manuel Miranda, the creator of Hamilton, has collaborated with Roblox to create the Hamilton Simulator. You can play through the musical to help you fight against the British and create America. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports. Speaking of real, tons to talk about as we have preseason football in the books. Couple teams, few teams, many teams have gotten out and played. Some starters are playing. I like that, quite frankly. I think it's good. Might raise the quality of the play week one, week two, week three, and week four. Usually the first month, kind of chaos, kind of chaotic, kind of up and down, a little bit of good, a little bit of bad, a little bit of ugly, and hopefully guys are taking it a little bit more serious, which I think they are by having starters play. So I like what I'm seeing there. Tons heating up in the Major League Baseball races in a few different obviously divisions, but some of them are out of reach. But hey, that's the way it goes in sports. We all know that. Golf, big time stuff happening there. We've got you covered, Mike. You ready to rock and roll again this hour, my friend?
Hey, let's rock and roll for a second hour. And let's not forget those NBA Hall of Famers last night. That was a great clap that went in.
Abso-frickin-lutely, man. We may have to get into some NBA, too. since you mentioned that, because obviously you and I love the association, but we also got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. We'll come back and we'll get into rapping about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here, people, on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it tight. We'll be right back.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days,
and you don't even have to clean or fix anything.
There are no commissions or closing costs,
no agents,
no open houses,
and no banks to deal with.
Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST.
That's 1-800-735-5327.
Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer.
SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother. So you mentioned the Hall of Fame and the guys that got in. So let's talk a little bit about it, man. D-Wade, Vince Sanity. I agree with you, man. Pretty solid cast of characters, my friend. So pretty awesome, right? Awesome. Like, how would you explain this? I say awesome and all extremely well-deserving, for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Well-deserving. And
where do you put this one? Hey, where do you put this, like, all time? Like, seriously, when you got Dirk Nowitzki, Tony Parker, Dwayne Wade, Paul Gasol. Like, come on, bro. We're talking about some serious legends, right?
I mean, we're probably talking top five. Okay. You know, could be. Obviously, I would have to take a look at all the classes going in every year and kind of do that kind of, you know, thing with it. But look, and for the first time in probably ever, Andy, it had a European flavor to it. Paul Gasol.
Yeah.
You know, Dirk, Tony Parker, you know, so... There's a lot of things you can say about this class going in and just how great they were. But for the first time, we saw the European influence on the game in a big way with this class. And it's good to see because that just tells you, you know, this game's it's a global game. And I think a lot of that credit goes to the original Dream Team, 1992, with that, bringing that kind of talent and see what you can do, to the European lifestyle, to the European people. And there's not a person in here that can argue that these guys, these Europeans, did not belong in the Hall of Fame. I mean, it's just flat out. Let's not forget about, you know, Pop got in, he certainly deserves to be there. So it's good to see that Pop got his recognition. I mean, he is one of the best coaches of all time. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. He can be a little rough around the edges a little bit. I kind of akin him to Belichick of the NFL a little bit, be a little rough around the edges, but you can't really argue with what he's accomplished in his time in the NBA. So, you know, it was good to see. And what can you say about Dwayne Wade? I mean, look, you can make the argument he might be the second best shooting guard of all time. You know, I mean, people can debate that till the cows come home, but he's a Hall of Famer, absolutely deserved it. He is, you know, Wade County, in Miami, he is probably the best Miami Heat of all time, bar none. So it was good to see this class go in. And, you know, one thing, I watched a couple of the speeches, Andy, and the one thing that kind of stood out to me, and it's this way with a lot of guys that get to the Hall of Fame, the humility that they show to the people in the crowd, to themselves. It is kind of a me moment, but the humility that these players show being brought into the Hall of Fame is always something that I marvel at, because it's such a big deal. But it, you know, you go into the Hall of Fame, you deserve it. You have the numbers, you deserve to go in the Hall of Fame. I don't care what the sport is.
It's the ultimate sign of respect from your peers at the end of the day, right? Like, it's a pretty special moment for all of these guys. And I'm just going to, you know, piggyback what you said right there. And think about a couple weeks ago at the Hall of Fame game for the NFL, when things got started and, you know, Revis Island and, you know, Bill Belichick kind of gave him the ultimate compliment, which was, in a nutshell, wherever he was on the field, they basically were trying to go the other direction. Again, like, the ultimate sign of respect from a guy that knows the X's and O's better than just about anybody that's ever coached in any sport. So, you know, he was pretty emotional about that. And, you know, these guys, like you're saying, the humility that they're able to show when ultimately this is all about them. But once you get there and once you've had this success, I think you realize you didn't get there on your own. And
right.
It's now time to pay homage and be really thankful about what's happened for you in your life. You know, and you mentioned Dwayne Wade. Like, I mean, guy played at Marquette. I watched him play a lot of basketball. So, yeah. And the big thing that sticks out to me about Dwayne Wade is he didn't go calling for Shaq. Shaq wanted to go play with him. Okay, like there's something to be said about that. You know, like, and I'm not knocking on, you know, guys that like LeBron. You know, I'm not knocking on it, but like he would always be like, hey. Come play with me. Come play with me. I need you. Dude, Dwayne was there. You know, he was living the South Beach life and loving it. And then Shaq came calling on him. So, yeah, man, I think that it's pretty special. And then your point about the European touch or the European feel to this. Look, man, you know, We're talking about probably the GOAT in Dirk Nowitzki, right? Like, he's
right.
The dude. When,
right.
When Europeans talk about who's the best, it's Dirk Nowitzki. So, awesome for him. Tony Parker, we know how big he was internationally in the game and how big he was in the international game itself. And then the way that he came to the NBA and let his talents, you know, come out here, it was beautiful to see, you know. And then Paul Gasol, the thing about Paul is his relationship with Kobe was unbelievable, and it was so far beyond basketball. Like these two guys, you know, mixed mentally. You know, and I think that's extremely important. And you know, I've said this so many times to you. You know, my cousin had an intimate relationship with Kobe and knew him outside of basketball. You know, talked to him a lot about basketball and all those things. But also had really intimate, great conversations about life and the things that he was going to do after basketball. And they were great, man. Like, we really missed out. Like, I'm sorry, but we missed out. And, you know, it's really, really cool that we have guys like Paul Gasol who can continue to let Kobe's legacy live and shine and bring it to the light and let people see it. Because he was an amazing person that was going to do such great things in the future. And it's sad that we didn't get to see some of that stuff. I know the music's going. We got to take a break. We will. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the sports world. But good Hall of Fame stuff there, man. It's a great class. Top 10 for sure. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We got to take a break. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us if you'd like. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother, you got something else to add to the Hall of Fame conversation. And then I do want to get back in NFL football because it's that time of the year, and obviously we'll be starting to talk college football as well because literally, bro, what are we, like 2 weeks out from college football coming this week or something like that? So, holy hell, it's coming in hot, man. That's all I'm trying to say. Okay, what's up, bro?
Hey, now, look, the thing about these Hall of Famers, and let's not forget Jim Valvano went in, Becky Hammon, who coached the WNBA Aces to the league championship last year, got her start with Popovich. And Popovich kind of broke the scene a little bit, so, you know, more credit there. But you take a look at these guys that are going into the Hall of Fame, and you and I talk about it every once in a while on here with young players or this generation of players, that they don't allow themselves to be coached. These Hall of Famers allow themselves to be coached and coached hard, you know, and Tony Parker talked about it a little bit, you know, and Popovich talked about it a little bit. He's like, look, if I asked Tony to be perfect, and if I coached him today the way I did back then, I'd probably be in handcuffs. But guess what? Tony Parker and guys like Ginobili on that team and Tim Duncan and other greats that have gone in, they allow themselves to be criticized by the head coach and to be coached hard. And in my opinion, that is also what makes them Hall of Fame players.
Absolutely. 1,000%, man. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's the body of work, bro. Like, come on.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get to this level if you haven't tried to be perfect your whole life. Like, come on, you know, I'm sorry, but guys that make it to the Hall have extraordinary talent, but they also have extraordinary work ethic. Okay? Like you don't get there through osmosis, man. You don't get there by not putting in the work. So ultimately, bro, yes. We agree wholeheartedly. Amazing class, top 10 for sure. Maybe even top 5, like you said. Just absolutely amazing the body of work that all these guys did, and you know, transcending to a certain degree, like you're mentioning, and you know, changing things with Popovich bringing women into men's basketball. Like, yeah, this is a good one, bro. Really good one. Speaking of good one, NFL football. It's the best. It's like soap opera for men, man. And we've talked a little bit about, you know, the situation where I like number ones getting in there early, and it shows me leadership skills and qualities that when you're trying to lead other men, it's extremely important to have that. So question for you, just kind of want to go through things, you know, thinking about it. I did mention Patrick Mahomes and his leadership, and he'll be playing the first quarter. We know that as they go out there and get their feet wet a little bit after the show is over. I'm kind of thinking about the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, they were really, really successful last year, and you know, the ratings came out for the new game or whatever, and Jalen Hurts is way up there on the list, and you know, you hear people hemming and hawing about this, that, and the other, and whatever, right? Like, I don't really care, I guess is what I'm trying to tell you. But I was thinking about it, and I'm like, you know, like, this guy came on the scene, and I think he completely exceeded all expectations with what he did last year on the football field. And quite frankly, the guy was an MVP until he got hurt and then obviously didn't play. And, you know, some other guys were able to pick up the slack, I guess, right? But I kind of want to get your thought on year two of what Jalen Hurts is turning into, right? Like, the keys were given to him. And I think we can agree that this guy's going to be around for a while. I don't think what we saw last year was a fluke. So I truly believe that Jalen Hurts is going to be a top-notch quarterback, especially in the system that he's running right now. And I want to get your take on what you think the ceiling is for the Eagles, like who's going to contend with them a little bit, and then Jalen Hurts, like, am I on to something? Am I thinking right about this guy? Like, I think we're scratching the surface a little bit. We saw what he could do last year. He got hurt, and then I don't think they ever really reopened the playbook the same way for him. So coming back healthy, coming back strong, coming back maybe a little bit hungrier. How do you feel about the Eagles? How do you feel about Jalen Hurts?
Look, I'm thinking Philly is going to be the one of the two possibilities of the representative of the NFC in the Super Bowl. Look, the ceiling for that team is a super. I look at a Super Bowl or bust. I just do for them, and I'm absolutely in the same boat as you. Last year was not a fluke with him, head coach. You know, Nick Sirianni. Like he even mentioned it last season. I remember seeing a piece on him and talking about Jalen and what he thought of Jalen. You know, in his first few weeks of being head coach, and he said, and this might be a little Monday morning quarterbacking for him, but he's like, I could see that he wanted to be great. I could see the potential here that I have my franchise quarterback. And he does. I think for Jalen Hurts, it is certainly Super Bowl or bust. I think it can be an MVP year for sure. I mean, he was in the discussion last year, like you mentioned. And he's one of those guys, Andy, that one, he's dealt with a lot in his football career. I mean, look, he got yanked at halftime in the national championship game. We all know that. And Tua came in and Tua did what he did. And now you take a look at those guys' careers in the NFL. One has certainly taken off more than the other. And, you know, just having to deal with some failure, having to be told, look, we're going to go with the other guy, you know, on the biggest stage in college football, and then transferring to Oklahoma and then not getting taken in the first round. You know, he had to wait a little bit to the second day to be taken, you know, by Philly during the draft. He's fought a lot of stuff with a lot of naysayers going, we don't think you can do this. And right now he's not necessarily looking back at them and laughing, but to a certain extent, you can make the argument he's laughing a little bit because he knows what he can do and he's confident in what he can do. And last season was, I think, just the kickoff point for him to show the rest of the league and to show everybody else, this is going to be the Jalen Hurts show in Philadelphia for the foreseeable future. And you talk about that. You talk about that NFC East. I know people want to make a big deal out of the Cowboys. Everybody always does because of the Dallas Cowboys. That is Philly's division to win. Okay. As much as people want to talk about the Cowboys, they are talented, but that experience that Philly team got going through the playoffs and had going to the Super Bowl is only going to help them moving forward. It's going to give them more confidence. Yes, they did lose some key pieces, but let's face it, they also drafted very well. They did pick up some pieces to replace what was lost. So Philly has it rolling, and I know Philly holds a special place in your heart, and I'm sure you would love to see, if it's not the Green Bay Packers, you would love to see that Philly team and those Philly fans at the Super Bowl knocking on the door of another championship.
Yeah, I mean, we've been down this road so many times, man, that I got my start in the city of brotherly love, bro, and obviously made great relationships back in the day with Andy Reid and Donovan McNabb, Steve Mix, who was with the Philadelphia 76ers. I had a good connection with the Flyers. Yeah, man, like the city of brotherly love holds a near and dear spot in my heart, bro. I got nothing but love for the city of Philadelphia because they took the Dwarf Man in at a time when I was just getting my feet wet, and they gave me a chance, man. So thank you, Philadelphia. I love you for that. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the sports world. That's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, y'all. Keep it close.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family?
you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
All righty. Welcome back, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Where are you at? 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike. Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports, Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother, I kind of want to continue talking NFL with you just because it's like that time of the year, and obviously it's an interesting thing to talk about, at least for you and I, at least in my humble opinion. I love talking NFL football. Did you watch the Cardinals and the Denver Broncos the other day? Did you happen to take any of that in? Because for, like, I don't know, basically two quarters, I know the Broncos got some points up, but for almost like two quarters, there was no scoring. And then things opened up a little bit. Cardinals do wind up getting the victory, but I don't know. Just interesting to see what's going to happen there with both teams for different reasons. The Commanders, going to be interesting to watch that, right? Because the other day, you know, with Coach Bieniemy coming and this is kind of weird to me, man. What's wrong with the guy being intense, right?
Exactly.
There's something. You know, like, it's kind of hitting me in a weird way when I, like, was listening to this whole thing. Like, oh, you know, he might be too intense. And I was like, whoa, like, is he dealing with toddlers? Like, what's going on here? Because as far as I can remember, like, the game itself is pretty physical. And the other part of it is it's pretty intense. So I don't know what the problem with bringing intensity to the equation is. Can you explain that to me, my friend, a little bit, please?
Look, we're not playing tiddlywinks here. This is NFL grown-ass man football. Like, I looked at it and I saw this too, and I'm just sitting there thinking to myself, why is this even a question? This is football. This is not... and this is professional football. This shouldn't even be, this should be welcomed that a coach is this intense, you know, or more intense than maybe what some of the players are used to. And look, Dorf, we just finished talking about how these Hall of Famers in the NBA allowed themselves to be coached and coached hard. It sounds like some of these NFL guys don't like being on the Commanders, at least, don't like being coached hard. And I reached out to a friend of mine who knows Bienemy really well. They played together at Colorado, the whole thing. And I asked him, I go, is this Bienemy's kind of MO? Is this kind of how he is as a person? And he said, yeah. He goes, he's just always been, as a player, as a coach, and the way that he goes, that I've known him, he's always been this intense. He wants perfection. He wants his players to perform at a certain level. And yeah, he's going to get on them, you know. And he goes, excuse me for wanting to be coached hard or coaching my players hard, you know. And I don't know what to make of it. It seemed like the media, Andy, was almost, they were questioning Bienemy's ability to coach. And I'm like, the guy can coach. Like, you know, he helped Mahomes win two Super Bowls, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
He added something, you know, he learned under Andy Reid. You know, it's not like this guy can't coach. So he coaches hard. Big freaking deal. It's NFL football. We're not playing ping pong, for crying out loud.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah. It's just, I just find it interesting, like, certain things that people choose to pick out about individuals or coaching styles or playing styles, whatever it might be. Okay. It's a little strange to me. All right. So, looking elsewhere. Oh. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I forgot you talked about Arizona and Denver. Look, yeah, I watched that game. Now I didn't watch it in its entirety, but it was kind of, like you said, not a lot of points at first, and then there were points, and, you know, Arizona ekes out the victory in preseason week one. So let's just kind of take that for what it is. Because you and I both know, living here in the Valley of the Sun, it is going to be a long season, I think, for the Arizona Cardinals. They're not getting Kyler Murray back anytime soon. You got to rely on Colt McCoy. D-Hop is not here anymore. Like, there's been some turnover. We got a rookie head coach with a rookie staff. You know, some of these Cardinal fans, you know, they can be very delusional, as a lot of the fan bases, you know, the fans here in this town can be about their teams.
Yeah. Yep.
I would tend to think that most people that root for the Cardinals know that it's going to be a long year for a variety of reasons. And I'm telling you what, last season for Russell Wilson was just an abomination. It was bad. Like, he looked bad. He played bad. I mean, it was, you know, it was just a bad season for him. And yeah, you know, with Hackett and the whole thing, that was kind of a, you know what kind of show there. He doesn't look like a guy that's going to scare many defensive coordinators anymore.
Right.
Like, he's bobbling the ball. He's running around. He's throwing away the ball. He's making some mistakes that a 34-year-old quarterback that many people already want to put him in the Hall of Fame are looking at him going, what are you doing? Like, this is not Russell Wilson from 4 or 5 years ago.
Right.
You know, so yeah. I don't know what Sean Payton's going to do in that respect with Russell Wilson, because – you know, Sean Payton's a very proud guy. He's a Super Bowl winning coach. He's a great offensive mind. But if they look like this moving forward, I don't know what to say for the future of the Denver Broncos at the quarterback position.
Speaking of the future, I like that. DeMar Hamlin getting out there and
Yep.
Able to play and get his feet wet for the Buffalo Bills, in on an
unbelievable
important stop there, you know, on like a fourth down and one or whatever, where the other guys were going for it, the Colts, and they got the stop. And I mean, this is obviously incredible. It's amazing. If he plays, he's definitely going to be the comeback player of the year. I'm sorry, but that only makes sense. But truth be told, just good to see this guy getting back to, I guess, what we would call normal for him, and, you know, able to get out there and not be too afraid. I think it's an amazing story, man.
You know what? Personally, this just might be the best story in the NFL this year. It just might be, because we all saw what happened to him in that game with Cincinnati last year.
Oh, I mean, he was devastating.
He basically almost, I mean, for a little bit, his heart stopped. So he was basically dead on the field for however long until they revived him. And now you're talking about a guy that's out there week one preseason making tackles and making stops. If this isn't, if he completes the season, Andy, this is the best story. He is the comeback player of the year, hands down, end of discussion. Based on what he went through last year, it is insane crazy to me.
It's amazing. All right, so amazing on the end of this guy being able to get back out there, have the courage, the guts to go out and make plays. It's crazy, but this is also something that I think we need to watch, and it's Justin Fields now has a wide receiver and DJ Moore, and they were pretty electric. I know it was just a little screen pass, but dude, at the end of the frickin' day, get the ball to your wide receivers in space and let them do what they can do, which is make people miss. Interesting combination. I think it's going to be fun to watch. What say you?
No, I absolutely believe it's going to be fun to watch. And I mean, look, that game yesterday, you know, on Saturday was just a preview, I think, of what's to come. And I look, that Central Division, you know, that NFC North, that's going to be kind of a fun division, because I know everybody is fawning over the lie downs, the Detroit Lions. Like that's their pick. That's the trendy pick. That's the popular pick. But I think that division is wide open. I think your Packers, you know, if Jordan Love gets off to a solid start, he gets some wins under him, that's going to build confidence. You never know what's going to happen with Minnesota and that offense and Kirk Cousins and Jefferson and, you know, the whole bit. And the Lions had some success, but we've seen Lions kind of have a little bit of success, and then they just, you know, they revert back to what people think of Detroit at some point. And Chicago's just been down for a bit now. Now they got some playmakers at the wide receiver position. They got a playmaker for sure at the quarterback position. I think this is a huge year for Justin Fields. I think we're going to see less of him running around, and maybe he's going to concentrate on being a better pocket passer. And like you said, get the ball to your playmakers in space and let them do the rest. Just let them do the rest.
Yeah. All right. Two teams really interesting that I want to talk to you about real quick. Only have a couple more minutes. With one that I've kind of been on already, it's the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I think they're going to be improved, and I think they're going to be a really, really tough out. They were a tough out last season. Another year with Doug Peterson, another year for Trevor Lawrence, another year for them to have Calvin Ridley. Dude, that guy is going to be ready to rock and roll. Didn't get to play. I think this is going to be fun, right? How fun is that going to be?
Oh, my goodness. I've been telling anybody that wants to listen, you know, the Jags aren't the Jags of old. Like, you can't look at the Jags anymore and just think, you know, it's a win. You can't chalk up a win. They've spent some money to get talent down there, and the place where they spent money the best investment that they made was bringing Doug Peterson in. He's an adult. He knows how to run an offense. He knows how to coach quarterbacks. And you got a good one in Trevor. You know, look, he's big. He can throw. He can run. You got Christian Kirk. You mentioned why I'm forgetting his name. You just mentioned the new wide receiver. So it's all that. It's going to be great. I look forward to seeing the Jags maybe make a run. Who knows?
Oh, Calvin Ridley, my bad. I was thinking back.
Calvin Ridley,
my bad. And then I just wanted to mention the Cowboys, but we do have to take a break. I mean, again, a lot of eyes going to be on the Cowboys to see what they can do. Always got eyes on them. We got to take a break. Come back with parting shots. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, getting you through. By the way, each and every Sunday, we are live for your listening pleasure, 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So adjust your dial, your clock for that time, wherever you are in the world. As we know, we're global, so we love the fact that we talk to people in New Zealand, Australia, the UK, all over the place, man. We love you people. We won't be doing this if it wasn't for you, quite frankly. So this is truly a sports radio show that is all about you, the fans. That's why we're here. Mike, at this time, we do our parting shots. You are up, my friend.
Look, I think I speak for both of us, Andy, in terms of the NFL is here. It's only week one or preseason, but we can smell the hits. We can smell or hear the fans in the stands yelling all sorts of stuff. The team's getting fired up, touchdowns left and right, close games, overtime, all that kind of stuff, and it gets me fired up, and I'm just going to give my shout-out to the NFL.
Yeah, man. I'm right there with you to a certain degree. I got a great one, though, today as well to add to this, too. But obviously, man, NFL football, it's here. We can smell it, like you're saying. We can taste it. You can get your popcorn. You can start getting ready to get out on the couch and just hang out. We'll be talking fantasy. We'll be talking all kinds of stuff, obviously. But my shout out this week, brother, it's going to go to the kids, man. The Little League World Series. The kids are going to Bridgeport real soon. I love it because, quite frankly, the NIL is coming in way too quickly. So this is still the purest form of watching kids go out there and play for the true love of the game. So we'll be starting to give that some love. For Mike Wilson, for John Poulter, Robert, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody. Until then.
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes
our show. Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.